David, since you responded to my question, you get to ask the first question.
Okay. Jalen, with everything this team had gone through, with losing Rodney, other guys out, yeah, George Mason was playing you tough. How good does it feel just to walk off a winner tonight?
Man, it feel real good. I just loved how we just took that L that we took, and we just moved on to the next opponent, and that's what we did tonight.
Take me through the last 3 minutes or so. It looked like you were really in control and kind of took it upon yourself to take over that game a little bit.
You know, my teammates, you know, they have faith in me. You know, they tell me get open and get the ball, and, you know, whatever coach draw up, you know, we try to execute it. So that's what we did.
Jalen, how about when you went down with about 2 minutes to go? It looked like you might have tweaked your ankle a little bit, or what happened?
A guy ran into me, and I kind of rolled my ankle a little bit, but I wasn't coming out the game.
You never come out of the game. I mean, you've played, I think, in 7 games, you've played 279 of the 280 minutes. I don't know, what's it like just being out there all the time?
Whatever the team needs, you know, I'm going to go out there and do it no matter how much time. How much time that I'm playing, whatever coach needs, I'm going to go out there and do it.
Jalen, you guys shot 48% from beyond the arc today. Just what was it with you guys in the 3-ball today? Did you just get hot? Were you feeling it pregame?
We took this game a little bit personal just because of the balls that we took to LaSalle. So I knew I had to come out aggressive from the jump. So that's what I did tonight.
And kind of playing off of that, as a point guard, how do you balance when you need to be aggressive and kind of take over on the scoring end, or when you need to take a step back and get your other guys involved?
The way they was playing defense on me in the beginning, they wasn't aggressive at all. So I was just, you know, taking what the defense gave me. And then when they got aggressive, that's when I found my open teammates.
Well, big shots by Zimmy there in the second half. You know, you needed performances like that from those guys. What did it mean to you to see them come through?
It means a lot. We're going to need everybody on the roster this year, because you never know what may happen, just like what happened this following week when people got hurt. So we need everybody. So that's a good sign.
Are you guys kind of feeling snake bit though when Rodney got hurt? I mean, you already had so many guys out.
Yeah, Rodney is a big piece in our team, but anytime somebody go down, it's the next man up, and we just got to go out there and try to get the win.
How different does it feel this year? Last year you would drive, and the lane, there's always Obi there to take whatever you had. Now a lot of times it's kind of on your shoulders. It's a different attack for you?
Obviously, I can't go back into time, or I can't put Obi out there on the court. So I just got to work with what I got on the court. Try to make the best passes that I can that my bigs can catch. We adjusting, you know, every day in practice, we always, you know, working on that. So I think we're getting better.
What's it like seeing a guy like Mustafa, who's essentially been with you guys for about a week, and he had a huge first game, and he had another good game tonight? Just what have you seen early on in him?
He have a high IQ for basketball. You know, he just automatically know how to play basketball. You don't really have to teach him anything, but the play, that's about it. And he catch on everything fast. So, he has a high IQ.
Was that fun shooting about 15 free throws there in the last minute, or however many you shot? You were going to
throw. Of course, No, I didn't want to be in a situation that we've been all year, like on the last shot. So I was trying to go to the free throw line and make as many as I can.
You're always a leader on the court, but did you feel like you had to even step it up a little more today with all the injuries?
Oh, yeah, of course. Since Rodney went down, I had to step up a little bit more than I have been. So, like I said, from the jump, I was trying to be aggressive from the beginning of the game to the end.
One thing I noticed this game was that you were very vocal, especially when it came to some of the younger guys on the team, some of the guys who don't get those big minutes. So just how are you kind of guiding them through this phase where they're getting more playing time than they have early in the season?
I'm just trying to talk to them. I'm gonna get on them a little bit, but it's you know it's not personal. It's just I want them to do better. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just gotta go out there and just keep helping them at practice, helping them off the court. You know, just trying to get them guys to understand. You know, we're gonna need them.